And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, production of Fortis Institute. Well, Maryland's Frederick County School Board stands accused of weaponizing Title IX to silence Republican trustee Colt Black over his criticism of gender ideology policies. The Alliance Defending Freedom says the board launched a partisan investigation after Black raised constitutional concerns about forcing students and staff to use preferred pronouns. During their January board meeting, Black noted students should be free to be who they are while emphasizing that others shouldn't be compelled to participate through forced language. The Democratic Central Committee responded by labeling his comments as hate speech and mobilizing complaints. Texas scored a significant legal victory against mail order abortion pills as a judge ordered a New York abortionist to stop shipping the drugs into the state and pay a $100,000 fine. The ruling marks the first judgment against an individual under Texas's HB 1280 abortion law and challenges the strategy of circumventing pro-life laws through interstate pill distribution. Meanwhile, in South Carolina, the Supreme Court heard new challenges to its heartbeat law, which has reduced abortions by 80% since the enactment. Planned Parenthood argues that detecting cardiac activity is too vague of a standard, preferring arbitrary weak counts to biological markers. And the state maintains the law's requirement, signs of a functioning heart, is perfectly clear. And a revealing analysis of higher education shows 408,000 illegal aliens currently enrolled in American universities, with 25 states offering them in-state tuition while charging higher rates to U.S. citizens from other states. 20 states even provide government financial aid to illegal students while American families struggle with tuition costs. Only Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina actively block enrollment of illegal aliens. Meanwhile, an investigation into government spending reveals Reuters News and media has collected over $1.2 billion from federal agencies since 2008, with millions more flowing to other major media outlets, which does raise serious questions about press independence. A Colorado educator will serve 4 years in prison for sexually assaulting a special needs student and exposing him to fentanyl. The case against the educator, who worked in the Jefferson County schools from 2015 to 2023, exposed thousands of text messages showing how she manipulated her 16-year-old victim while urging him to commit violence against another faculty member. Beyond the sexual abuse, evidence revealed she introduced the student to fentanyl and requested he bring firearms to their encounters. The mother told the court, quote, "The defendant preyed on my son, leading him to believe she genuinely cared for him, all while exploiting him for money and manipulating him." And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.